DW.
The Kenyan capital of Nairobi, like most African cities, is constantly under construction, expanding to accommodate a rapidly growing population. With this construction boom, sand and cement are regularly used for their durability and low cost. But unsustainable mining practices of these specific types of sand, as well as limestone for cement, destroys ecosystems like rivers and beaches, killing plant and animal life both in the water and on land. Recent regulation of the sector has led to widespread illegal sand mining. I visited a large-scale sand mining site near the Athi River and witnessed firsthand the destructive force of the practice on the natural environment. Locals here complain of silicosis, sand in the lungs that can lead to tuberculosis and lung cancer. Lois Nduta is concerned about what the mining is putting into the air.
It's really affecting us in terms of health-wise. Like right now, you can feel the air is not even, it's very choking and you can't see any fume. The air we breathe, it's what concerns us. The air our kids breathe, we are concerned about our health.
Sand mining here has affected the ecological balance of the area. The mining has diminished natural resources. For example, depletion of sand in the streambed and along coastal areas has caused the rivers and estuaries to deepen and enlarged the mouths of rivers and coastal inlets, reducing the amount of water because less sand also means less water storage capacity in rivers. Underground aquifers and streams are now exposed to direct sun, heat and wind, which increases water evaporation and reduces available supply of water. In the town of Makueni, I met Caroline Mweni as she was collecting murky water from a dry riverbed. She says that since the sand miners came, the water disappeared.
Maji ilikuwa huko.
We have always had plenty of water to drink here, but since the lorries started coming here to mine the sand, we started facing water shortages all year round. Back then we used to plant beans among other crops using the water from this river. Even our livestock used to drink here. We had no problems. We don't know where we will get water from. We had another big river on the other side, but now it is already being used by sand harvesters. Our village elders, our chiefs, are telling us that we would rather get money from the river than using the river as a water source.
The coastal areas of Kenya are known to be extremely valuable, habitats which are now threatened by growing megacities. Marine scientists like Dan Obura have been monitoring the effects of the sand mining activities in the area. He is worried about its effects on the flora and fauna in Kwale County along the Kenyan coast. He says that coral reefs in Kenya are being damaged and fish breeding grounds are being destroyed.
We saw that a huge amount of silts had been deposited in the reef. This was adjacent to the area where they had been harvesting the most intensively. The silt that is suspended in the water from doing the sand harvesting activities can smother corals, can smother the algae. It gets in the way of fish for feeding, for their vision and communication and what they do. So it can kill a reef. It can definitely cause a huge amount of damage on the scale at which it's being done.
The Kenya Pipeline Authority has ships dredging Kenya's Indian Ocean to harvest sand as close as 100 meters from the land. Locals like Edwin Carlon worry that the savage harvesting is affecting them and killing the ocean.
During the process of sand harvesting, as they bring the sand into the dredging ships, the whole peaceful and serene ocean water turns into a dust field. The sand is so thick that even fishermen who use spears, they can't see a thing. When it comes to tourists, those who go scuba diving see nothing. They don't see the beautiful exotic fish. They don't see the corals which are buried in sand. Our ocean is dying rapidly.
When I tried to reach Kenya Ports Authority on whether they were aware of these impacts, The environmental consultant Michael Okumu said that for a new berth and terminal they are constructing, they need about 3.5 million cubic meters of sand, which he said they mined from the deep sea. He agreed that sometimes the activities damage the corals.
Paramount is, what is the impact if you're working very close to the coral? If you are working and you manage to mitigate any of your impacts, you can proceed. But if we feel that if you're working close to the coral and there is an impact, then you need to move away.
The UN has urged world governments to cut consumption of sand and gravel by reducing overbuilding and using recycled and alternative materials. The goal of this strategy is to reduce unnecessary construction and avoid the use of cement and concrete where possible, so that demand for natural sand is reduced to responsible levels. As for sand alternatives, experts encourage green concrete formed from bottom ash or fly ash concrete, which is a byproduct of burning coal and offers an energy-saving substitute to cement in concrete mixes. The Sand and Sustainability Report for 2019 has also called for reusing waste on construction sites. Andrew Wasike for DW in Nairobi.
DW.